Recording in progress.
What up, brother? Is this working? It might not be working. Got me? I don't have you. I'll move this around. Let's see. We'll be right back. I'm doing a podcast. All right.
Now, can you hear me now?
Gotcha. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Looks like I can.
All right. Nice.
We'll try it that way then. That's fine. I don't know what's going on here lately, dude. Like, I've got the same audio equipment I've been using, like, ever since I started the podcast, and for some reason here lately, like, the microphones aren't connecting right. Like, it's just been weird. Like, people, I'll do, like, interviews over the internet and stuff, like over Zoom or FaceTime or whatever.
Yeah.
You can't hear me unless it's just through, like, my internal microphone. So it might be time for me
through the phone.
Yeah, like either through the phone or through the MacBook. So it might be time for me to talk to the wife and invest in a newer MacBook.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe that's the problem. I've
been looking at getting one for a while. They're not cheap though.
No, they're not. Like, I got I got an old 2012 MacBook Pro.
That's what I'm rolling.
I mean, dude, I got it for like $200. Which is great, you know, I mean, it does everything I need to do. But then, I don't know, I might see if I can get like a 2016 or something. There's like $400 or $500. So, yeah. You know, we'll see. But
yeah, I'm rolling the 2012 MacBook Pro. And when I updated it summer, it dropped support for all, like, the whole Creative Cloud.
What?
So I updated it, and then all of a sudden I couldn't use it for any of any design, anything.
Really?
I was pretty pissed off. Luckily, I have like my work computer, so I got to do like I've done everything through that for a little while, and I actually just pulled the trigger on an iPad.
Nice.
I've been working on that a little bit.
Yeah. Well, for those of you that don't know, my guest today is. Dude, I always scrape your last name. I call it Schastinger. Is that right? Schastinger. All right.
Don't worry. You'd be the first person to ever get it on the first try.
Okay. Well, that's good because I never get anything on the first try. So that's good. So Ian is a longtime friend. He is the owner of Shasta Kimono Company. Super good dude. Actually, my longest sponsor for the podcast. And just an all-around great guy. I'm super, super stoked to have him on. We were literally just texting the other day, and he was like, dude, it's been over 100 episodes since I've been on. And I was like, all right.
Has it been 100?
It's been close. Let's see. I'll tell you right now. It's been because you were – I'm looking through my log. Let's see. Episode, look right here. So it's close to 100. You were episode 25. This will be episode like 109, 110. So okay. close to 100 episodes ago.
Awesome.
So yeah, dude.
That's exciting.
Yeah. And a lot's been going on. Like, first of all.
Yeah, you guys just moved, right?
Dude, yeah, we've been crammed in this 500 square foot one bedroom apartment literally ever since we got married. Like, mm-hmm. And we found this place 30 minutes away, 40 minutes away from our old house, double the square footage on a bottom floor for literally like $50 more a month.
Nice.
Like, dude, it was literally like a godsend, like out of nowhere. We were driving around looking for places. And I was like, I think I remember some apartments being back up in here. I'm not sure. We turn, we look, and boom, there it is. We walk in, and literally within a month, like, we moved.
That's pretty killer. Is rent sky high in town?
So I've learned that sky high for different places is different people. So,
yeah, but it's all relevant, you know?
Yeah. In the city of Greenville, which is like the big city up here, dude, yeah, it's like, it's crazy. Like a studio apartment could be $1,100 a month, which is nuts for us. You know, we lucked out and we got this 1,200 square foot place for less than $1 a square foot. Like, yeah.
That's pretty killer. You have a little room to stretch out now.
Dude, tons of room. Like we're actually, so I'm recording in the living room today. But once we get everything all set up, we got that spare bedroom, and that'll act as like my studio. So like I can actually have people over to the house, and we can record in person. I can start setting up cameras, and yeah,
that would be awesome.
Yeah, it's gonna be a big deal, dude. I'm excited. But you guys have been doing some pretty killer stuff. As a matter of fact, this coming Saturday will be my first Saturday at Open Mat. I haven't been the last couple of weeks because of move-in and a bunch of stuff going on. But I will be able to premiere the kimono I have named the Butcher.
The black one. Dude. I like that one. I'm really excited for it. When I first got it, I was like, this is a lot, you know, like it.
Yeah.
At first, when I pulled it, I was like, I think I made a mistake here, you know, and sure enough, people love it. They really do. They're all about it.
For me, it was
one that we're going to have to put into production.
Oh, 100%. Like, and I don't know. So, okay. So how hard is it? Like, cause I love it. Like I love the black and the pink. And for those of you that are listening that come to Alliance and train with me, you guys will see it in the next couple Saturdays. Cause this is, I don't know if I can wear it in IBJJF. But as far as all the other tournaments are concerned, any of my gi tournaments, that's 100% going to be my competition gi. Because it's just, I was like, dude, this is the coolest one thus far. What's it like? Like, how hard is it to say, okay, we're going to do black and green, a black and pink, a white. Like, how hard is that to do in the production realm? Is that easy to do, or is that like, okay, we have to keep it this way because this is like, how does that work for you guys?
No, pretty much for as far as production's concerned, they'll do whatever we ask. You know, the big thing is like making the gamble on it. So we learned a long time ago, always get prototypes, because sometimes you're like, oh yeah, this is gonna work, and then it doesn't.
It does not work.
I've got some like pretty ugly geese lying around that'll never see the light of day. You know, they'll get recycled into bags or something eventually. But you know, so always get your prototype, and then it's then it turns into mocking everything up and really having a good relationship with your producers. And so yeah. We have a couple producers, and we have really good relationships with them. Our main producer we've been working with since, it's probably like 7 years now, pretty close. Nice. Actually, it is about 7 years now, because that's when we started. This shirt that I'm actually wearing right now, this is like 7 years old this week.
Wow.
So browsing Facebook today, I was like, oh God, that was a long time ago now.
Wow.
And then we didn't start making geese until 2017. So that'll be 5 years.
Man. So what was that switch? Like, was that just something where you were like, we're just going to do apparel? And then like you slowly were like, hey, we might as well do geese too. Like,
yeah. You know, it's it took a long time to like find a producer that would work with us for like low quantity orders to start with, you know.
Yeah. And
initially everyone we would talk to like wanted like an order of 500 geese or something. Like, we might never ever be able to sell those, you know. Yeah. So we just didn't see it as like a realistic possibility, and so we kept shopping around for a while and kept working on it and designing a few things here and there, and just sort of like a slow grind. And then eventually we met our good producer, you know, and we really liked it. He was really willing to work with us, excuse me. And we just started ordering geese, never looked back.
Nice. Yeah. What was that whole, I guess, process like, was it one of those things to where once you guys started like the relationship, because I love your geese. I almost wish you would make more apparel, because every shirt I've gotten from you guys, like, I always get compliments on it. Like, they're so dope. Like, was that something that like, you just said, hey man, look, here's the deal. We can only get like 50 geese at a time, or 100 geese at a time, or whatever the number is, right? And they were like, yeah, like, was it kind of a slow turn into it, or you were like, hey, we're going to go ahead and pay for a couple hundred? Like, have you guys done pre-orders with them? Like, is everything just like, hey, let's go ahead and get this batch out there. I want to see what it's like.
Well, it sort of starts out like a courtship, you know, like any sort of relationship, you know. If you meet a chick and you're like, let's go to bed right now, you know, it's like it's a toss up. Like, you know, I'm sure sometimes it'll work, but a lot of times you're like, all right, get out of here, weirdo.
Yeah.
You know, so we started out with like ordering samples.
Yeah.
You know, pay for samples in full. And then we would do smaller orders, like of 30 or so, and pay for those in full.
Yeah.
You know, just to like really build rapport with them. And when you're ordering the smaller orders, you pay more per unit.
Sure.
And then as we've gotten bigger and we're ordering more geese, we have like a good term where we can do like half on ordering, half on shipping.
Nice.
You know, and that like, that keeps everybody honest. It keeps everybody motivated. You know, if you get an order for 500 geese, then you can sort of stretch it out. You're like, well, like, they might not need these for a few months. And yeah, we're taking a ton of time. We're going to make all these and we'll send them out when they're ready, you know. And it's, you're sort of stuck on their time.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody's trying to do good business and trying to work hard. But sometimes like smaller brands get put on the back burner.
Yeah. Yeah. And I can say, especially when you have brands out there that are like, hey man, we need 10,000 geese like this week. you know, like, we got three, you know what I'm saying? Like, we got this new thing coming. We need 10,000. Oh, okay. And then, I mean, for sure it happens. Well, dude, like with everything, right? Like, even in my job, like, you know, we have customer, like I visit, so I have roughly 100 customers that I take care of every week. And the customers that only use us, like, you know, 50 bar towels or, you know, 20 aprons or whatever, like if they get shorted 10 aprons, they're like, oh, it's no big deal because this person over here needs 400 and they use all 400 every week. So we got to take care. Like, so it's, I get it. I just think it's awesome that you're able to find a, you know, a producer that's like, hey, we're, you know, we're going to take care of you, you know, and they're in it with you guys. Cause I think that's such a big deal. And that's one thing that y'all have always done with us. Like, you know, ever since we started a relationship, which was, you know, a big gamble, to be very honest, you were like, yeah, man, I love what you're doing. We're going to keep supporting you. Like, and dude, that's, for me, that was a huge, like, I can remember parts of that conversation and just telling my wife, like, you know, these guys, they want to sponsor the pot. Like, to have someone believe in us enough to say, like, hey, man, we can't do a lot. We'll send you, you know, we'll send you some free gear every now and then. We'll give you shout outs on Instagram. We'll do this. We'll do that. It was a big deal. Like, and it still is a big deal, you know?
Well, and it's a big deal to us too, you know, like, cause you didn't know us from Fred, you know, and it could have been crappy equipment, you know, we could have been bad guys. We could have been screwing people over and, you know, not coming through with the stuff that we said we were going to do, you know? So like, it goes back to that sort of courtship thing, where like we started kind of slow, you know, and now we're building and we've built a pretty solid relationship now.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Are you allowed to talk about some of the new stuff? Like, you just dropped, what's it called? The sandbox or the sand or something?
Yeah. The White Sands Gi. So that one's out.
And that just got released.
That one, what, I like, honestly say is the best gi we've ever made. It is, We usually make good stuff, but it's only gotten better. This one is on proof. It's pretty awesome. I really, really actually like it. I've been rolling it. I rolled in it all weekend, because like I just got my version of it too. You know, the one that you have right now is the prototype. Yours is in the mail. Your new one.
Nice.
So it should be there in a few days, along with some other goodies.
Nice.
You have shorts and rash guards that are coming out in a couple weeks.
Okay.
So those are really exciting. And then midsummer, it's probably about 2 months out now, we have a black gi coming. And that's either this green and black one that we have, which I think you'll really like. It's pretty sweet.
All right.
Or the black and pink.
Nice.
And I really like the black and pink one. It's a little lighter. It's like a lighter weave than we usually go. It's closer to a 350. A little lighter all around, you know, really great for competition and kind of like a slightly modified cut. A little boxier up top, but like a little more room in the seat.
Yeah. Well, and I definitely noticed, like, whenever I tried it on, you know, like I said, I hadn't rolled in it yet. So I'm super excited to do that this Saturday. And just like, because I'm a part of a bigger school, like I'm a part of Alliance, like we wear team gis in class. And so the open, you know, the open mats and the competitions, we wear whatever we want, as long as it's within those competition rule sets, whatever. So like, you know, I'm super excited for Saturday. Cause when I tried the gi on, like me having bigger shoulders, but stubbier arms, especially after I lost all this weight, like it fits really well. Like, I was really surprised at how well the gi fit. Like, all your gis have fit well. They fit. They've been like a bigger fit.
But we do run a little bit on the bigger side.
Yeah. But this one was, it was almost like a, like the jacket felt like a true size, if that makes any sense. Like, it wasn't a little long, you know, like there was some room in the sleeve. Like inside the sleeve, like I felt like my arms could move a little bit, like I could breathe some, which is really, I do not like gi. Like, there are some gis, like some of the older Keiko gis and stuff, that like they're slim all the way down the arm. And I don't, Like, it fit like a sport jacket, and I don't like that. Like, I like the extra room, and it's – I'm just stoked, man. Like, the stuff you guys are doing is just it blows my mind about how little people know about you guys. Because, like, you and me were talking the other day, and I was like, dude, you are on the cusp. Like, you are on the cusp of something great. Like, if you – listen – to everybody who tunes into my podcast. First off, these guys, Ian is dope enough to be like, hey, anybody that listens to your podcast, we give them 10% off of anything they want to buy in the store. And we just updated that promo code to BJJ Power Hour.
Yep. All one word, all caps. I think the site will only let you put it in caps. So I think okay. That's sort of fixed. I've ruined the website 4 or 5 times now.
Okay.
I've gone through like, oh yeah, this is the one. I've got it. It's everything's gonna be fixed. And sure enough, I was wrong. I was definitely wrong.
I do, dude. If only you knew how many times I've done that. Like, just on this side of things, bro. I have saved interviews wrong. I have deleted whole clips of conversations. I don't know if I've fried this computer 2 or 3 times, but I have got it to not turn on and literally had to take it somewhere and be like, hey man, all my podcast stuff's on here. Can you save it? And he's like, yeah, I can do that. It's going to cost you, but I can do that. I'm like, thanks, man. I really appreciate it. Or I've had to call people in and be like, hey, you remember that hour and a half that we talked yesterday? Yeah. Well, that audio is gone. And so I don't know what happened to it. So we're going to have to do all that again. So
these things happen, man. It's all part of the learning curve. You know, it's, that's sort of the beauty of jiu-jitsu, is it makes us better at learning and, like, you know, not focusing too much on the things that we just get terribly, terribly wrong.
Yeah.
You know, and like, you can sort of bounce back from that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and that's the beauty of it, right? Like, it, so especially before jiu-jitsu, like, I had some real bad, like, anger issues, right? Like, if something wouldn't go exactly my way, I just get all, oh, like, tense and maybe not whacked out, but like super upset. And now, like, because of my time in jiu-jitsu and because I've learned, like, okay, it's not going to go my way. Like, I want to sweep this guy and he's not letting me sweep him. Okay, well, now I'm just going to have to figure out a different way to sweep him. Or I'm going to have to figure out a way to submit him from the bottom. Like, I look for opportunity. Okay, this isn't going my way. That's okay. There's a different play here. I just have to step back and remember, chess, not checkers. Like, and because jiu-jitsu, I think that's part, you know, I don't know about you, but for me especially, that's one of the reasons why I absolutely fell in love with it. Because it gave me tools to deal with situations that I might not be used to dealing with. Like, and I was able to apply that to different facets of my life. Like, it was just one of those things that it, for me anyways, mentally, it unlocked so many doors. Like,
absolutely. You know, I found that I got better at everything that I do, you know, and I'm not good at everything I try, like, right away, but I do know that, like, anything I decide that I want to do, I can do.
Yeah.
You know, like when I just started, I was in college, like basically barely scraping by, you know, and then all of a sudden I got like a lot better at learning, like really quickly and a lot more dedicated and sort of understanding that, like, oh, yeah, this isn't forever, you know, and sort of the cheesy thing, like, get comfortable being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know, like, cause I was a terrible student, really, really bad, you know? And it was, I think a lot of it was cause I was like uncomfortable, unmotivated and unfocused, you know? And like, after I learned how to learn again, everything became a lot easier.
Yeah. Isn't it funny how, like, this one thing, right? And it, you know, I get sucked into Reddit sometimes, probably because, yeah, you know, I'm just a nerd, I guess. I don't know, but I get sucked into these Reddit threads sometimes, and I'm looking through all this stuff, and I'm scrolling, And it just made me think, you know, how crazy is it that this one thing, like, impacted our lives in so many facets, but yet to the people that don't do jujitsu, like, they'll never understand. They can't, you know what I mean? Like, you could tell somebody, like, hey, yeah, you know, I don't know, I took a class or I read a book and it helped me with all these facets of my life. And people that have never read that book or never took that class can go, okay, that makes sense. Like, I get it. But you tell them, hey, I do, like, jujitsu changed my life. It just, they don't, you roll around on the ground with sweaty people and they strangle you and extend your arms and twist your legs and that makes you a better person. Like, you can think better because of that. Like,
yeah, you walk around like you're in pain all the time and you're happy. Like, all right, yeah, sure. That's, but I do stand by it's the most important thing I've ever done. You know, it's more important than school, more important than whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it's given me so many opportunities and changed my life just so much for the better. And I owe it so much that I'll never be able to give back to it.
Yeah.
You know? And so part of Shasta is like trying to give back to the community a little bit, you know, and we're working on ways to do that. You know, there's no perfect answer for us, but I do sort of see it as a contribution and a way to like sort of be a bit of an ambassador for jiu-jitsu. You know, I don't want to like go calling myself like some great ambassador or anything, you know, but I do speak to a lot of people about jiu-jitsu and people ask what I do. Like, oh, I run a jiu-jitsu kimono company. And it sort of like, you know, it introduces people to the idea.
Yeah. Well, and that's, and look, like, so I'm kind of weary about that too, right? Like, they're like, what do you do? Well, I'm a podcaster. Oh, well, there's 200 million podcasters. Like, yeah, but I talk about jiu-jitsu. There's only like a couple hundred of us. And out of that couple hundred, what? Maybe half? Maybe 50% of us at best have done it for more than 3 years. And out of that, even, there's a number of us that still try to make episodes, you know, at least bi-weekly or monthly. Like, I'm just saying, like, I think, first off, you need to give yourself more credit. Okay, absolutely. No matter what scale, right? You are an ambassador. Like, I think we both are. Like, to be able to look at ourselves honestly and go, you know what? Okay, cool. We're ambassadors of jiu-jitsu. Now, how far our reach goes? I don't know. I could only ever reach 150 people, or I could reach 150,000 people, right? Like, you may
control those interactions. The interactions that you do have, you have control over.
Exactly. That's the point. How we handle what comes our way is what matters. And I know that's absolutely one of the reasons why I was so stoked that we took a chance on each other, bro, because you absolutely, there'd be times where like we might not talk for a couple months and you're just like, hey man, I wanted to check in. Sorry, I've been busy. And I'm like, dude, you're fine. Like, it's okay. You know, oh no, man, I wanted to make sure you get, and I want to make sure you got that. And oh, check this out and check, like, you, I can't express to you enough. Well, I could say this. I've had two other apparel companies reach out to me for like sponsorship, and I was like, no, like I'm good.
You know, I appreciate it, brother. But I'm, also, like, you know, there's nothing wrong with taking the check.
No. Look, there's, you're right.
If Nike calls you, like,
did not mean Nike. That was not. Listen, bro. If Nike called me, I'd just bring you with me. I'd be like, yeah. Yeah, you got the check, but I'm going to need you to...
If Nike calls, I'll sell out.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I'm not above
even.
Yeah, no. Baby, see, in the South, when we get rich, we buy pontoons. So, like, that's what would happen. I'd be like, baby, we're buying a pontoon. Grab the beer. Let's go. You know. Yes. Like,
I'm in. I love a good pontoon.
Oh, dude. It's the Redneck Yacht Club, bro. That's what we call it around here.
We put some turf on there. I'm thinking driving range on the back of the pontoon, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you have to have, like, the built-in Yeti coolers just to let people know you got money. Like,
obviously.
You know, on the... But no, I mean, really, I did. I had two other companies be like, hey, you know, we like Juno or something. And I was like, look, man, I appreciate it. That's awesome. I'm good. I'm covered right now. I already have what I tell you what, you want to sponsor me? Sponsor me as an athlete. You know, pay my way into a competition. And they were like, I was like, okay. That's fine. You know, but in all reality, like just knowing that. Well, let me say it this way. The beauty of the community is we live about 4 hours away from each other via plane ride, right? We live across, like we live on two ends of the country. Well, not two ends, but you're in Mountain Time, I'm on Eastern Time. You're in Colorado, I'm in South Carolina. If I go out to Denver, right? Like I was out there for my honeymoon. Mm-hmm. So I promised my wife no jujitsu, no nothing. Right. Well, no, we for that week. Okay. But if we're ever back out in Denver, like she knows I'm packing a gi, I'm packing some no gi stuff, and I'm coming to hang out with Ian and the guys over at Easton. Like,
oh, yeah.
We're going to get some training. Down, buddy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and hey, if you're ever out in Greenville, like you're going to come hang out at Alliance, you know, you're going to get some training in. Like, that's the beauty of it is the community is so, now look, just like with every community, there's some not nice people, which blows my mind because I've never had, I might have had one or two bad jujitsu interactions. Mm-hmm. One of them I will chalk up to a misunderstanding, like miscommunication. And the other one, the guy hadn't even been training for like 3 months.
Yeah.
Like, so he didn't even know, you know what I'm saying? Like he wasn't even really indebted and ingrained into the community. If anything, like in motorcycle club terms, he might've been a hang around.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Not like, even prospect.
Not even prospect. Like, but other than that, every single interaction I've had in the jiu-jitsu community has been absolutely amazing. Like, and I think that's because, like, I don't know if it's just the niche, because we're different than any other martial art, right? Like,
yeah,
obviously it's not just grappling. It's like, hey, okay, now I'm going to submit you and you're going to try to stop me and then you're going to try to submit me. And, but we're not going to say you can only submit me this way. Like, you know, you can only do this. I don't know. It's, hey man, from head to toe. Do right, like jiu-jitsu in its purest form is that, like,
yeah, it's very much an expressive art. I was actually thinking about it the other day. It sort of brings together like a skate and jock type culture.
Mm.
You know, and obviously there are other cultures, you know, that it brings together. Like you get all sorts of weirdos, you know, but it brings, like it's a melting of so many different backgrounds and stuff that it really opens people up to being a little more open and like trying, like also like we were saying, like once that wall is broken down, once the I'm getting better at everything wall hits you, you know, you start to get better with your interactions. You get better holding your temper or maybe not putting your foot in your mouth so much, you know, or like, or just like trying to be cool,
you know? Yeah. Yeah. It's like, it's funny that, and as you accept that, like, as you accept, hey, okay, I am getting better. Cause I think that's the, like, we all brush up against it, right? Like, I think it wasn't until after Like, it's so funny. Like, all through my blue belt, like, I just felt this pressure. Like, I can't suck.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I felt this this weird pressure throughout my whole blue belt, especially after I lost all the weight. Like, once I lost weight, I was like, okay, now I really can't suck. Because jiu-jitsu is made for smaller dudes, and I'm not a big dude no more. Like, now I, you know, I'm 5'9", 180 pounds. Like, I'm an average-sized guy. Like, yep. I can't suck. And so I felt this weird pressure, and only I was putting it on myself. Nobody else around me. Like, it was all internal, right? And then I got my purple belt, and, bro, all that went away. Like, it was the weirdest thing. Like, I got my purple belt on a Saturday. That following Tuesday or Wednesday, I was in class, and I think I got tapped, like, I don't know, 20 or 30 times, like, just got reamed, right? And I was the happiest I'd ever been. I was like, it's okay. Hey, look, it's okay. Like, suck. Like, it's okay to suck. Like, it's okay. Like, because now it's almost like the door was open. Like, okay. It's good to suck because that means there's room for improvement. And if there's room for improvement, that means I can get better. And once I accepted the fact that, hey, I can get better, it was like, I don't know, man. It was like these mental floodgates. Like, did it happen for you that way? Was there like this moment where you were like, oh, I can continue to get better. This is improving things. Or was it like a gradual, like, oh, okay, I see how this relates to jiu-jitsu, and I see how that relates to jiu-jitsu. Like, what was it like for you?
I'd say it was pretty similar. Like, during blue belt, like, I just wanted to do thug shit, you know? I just wanted to compete. I just wanted to lift. I was cleaning the mats like a couple nights a week. So I'd go in and just practice throws for hours, you know? It was just like, grinding. Like, I'm going to be the best no matter what.
Yeah.
And then purple belt hit, and like all of a sudden you're like, oh, well, I don't really need to go to warm-ups anymore. And I can play a lot more, you know? And I really thought purple belt was like the funnest, you know? It was just absolutely fun. Like, nobody will hold you to a standard, but everybody like wants to play with you.
Yeah.
And then when I got my brown belt, which is the same time you got your purple belt, it changed overnight. Like, it was the hardest month of my life. It was just hard. Tap to everybody in the gym, except for white belts. Have some respect for the sport.
Yeah, for sure.
but yeah, it was just like real, real rough. Cause now I've sort of back to no one's put it on me, but I do feel like there's a bit of a pressure to like start tightening stuff up a little bit, you know, like, mm-hmm. You don't get to flail quite as much as you want, you know? And like, now that like some of the lower belts will like avoid me a little bit, they like avoid all the brown belts. So it's not just me.
Yeah. They, like,
you know, when professors like, all right, bottom person peel off, they like stop in the middle of purple belts.
Yeah.
What's up, guys?
Like, yeah, no, bro, come on. You can, yeah.
I want to play too.
Like, and that's, yeah, that's pretty cool. I never thought I'd get my purple belt. Like, I knew I'd do jiu-jitsu for the rest of my life. Like, I've always known, like, oh, that purple belt will come one day. Like, that's like 8 years down the road. Cause I'm a slow learner, bro. I'm a knuckle dragger in a lot of ways. Like,
oh, me too, man. I'm just pretty Neanderthal-y. Just
like, oh, yeah. Like, by all accounts, right? Like, I was, you know, my third time repeating 10th grade, right? They put me in like some remedial class or whatever, just to try to get me through. Ended up dropping out. I got a GED in juvie. Like, I was just a super rough, stupid kid. Like, always hanging out with the not nice people. Always just, like, trying to figure out a way to get out of stuff. Like, I just wasn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, by all accounts, like, I didn't read. I didn't do any of that. So, like, by all accounts, from the outside, like, it's going to take me a lot longer than it takes you. Like, and so that was my mindset for a long time. Like, that's what I was, like, that's what I programmed myself, I think, or that's what I programmed myself, I believe, to think. It was like, well, because I didn't do good in school, because I didn't do good at this, and because I didn't finish that, like, I love this so much. This is absolutely going to be a part of my life for the rest of my life. But I'm not going to be as good as these guys, or I'm not going to get it as quick as that guy. And, dude, like, I remember the day we, which was, that's kind of crazy, too. We both got promoted the same day. Yeah. That was super cool. Like, we both got promoted the same day, two different schools, two different states. Like, that's, you know, it's really cool. And I remember when it happened, right? Like, Hoffa tied my belt and I stood there in front of everybody. There was this moment where I was like, okay, this didn't take as long as I thought. Maybe I'm not as dumb as I think I am. Maybe I need to evaluate how I think about myself. And that started this change of like, dude, there's going to be people out there that are better than me at everything. But that doesn't mean that I'm not good. That doesn't mean that I'm not worthy or that I'm not valuable, right? Like, there's always going to be Joe Rogans in the world when it comes to podcasting. You know, never going to be the number one podcast in the world. There's always going to be, you know, Mateus Denise's and, you know, Gordon Ryan's. And there's always going to be, you know, Show Your Roles. And there's always going to be these, you know, these things that are like these huge, monumental figures. But that doesn't mean that we're not great, too. And that doesn't mean that we can't get there. Like, and I think that's one thing that, like, when I had that moment, I was like, okay, I can do this. And bro, well, you absolutely know from firsthand experience, like, the power of I can, right?
Yeah, absolutely, man. I think that's a really, really good way to look at it, you know? Like on the social medias and stuff, I've actually gotten called out by like some of the guys that work for me that like, cause I'll post these things like you can do anything. And inevitably one of them will come up to me like, you can't do anything. I couldn't kill a guy. It's like, let's break this down a little bit. First of all, you certainly could.
Yeah.
there's not a ton stopping you other than you there.
Yeah.
You know, might you get caught? Yeah, but you might not get caught. You know, you can literally do anything you decide to.
Yeah.
You know, and just like you were talking about, and like I was talking about earlier, like I was terrible at school until I decided that that's what I was going to do.
Yeah.
You know, it was like pretty bad at jujitsu. And then I decided that's what I was going to do. You know, I think that we're all capable of doing anything as long as that's what you decide that you want to do.
Yeah. Well, I think we're capable of like more, right? Like that's kind of where, at least for me, like that's where my journey is starting to turn. It's like, I feel like I'm journeying into the more, you know, like I'm exploring, like, you know, again, you know, people get tired of me talking about my weight loss, but that was a super definitive moment almost 2 years ago, man. It doesn't feel like it's been that long. But for me to wake up and go, I'm going to lose the weight. Like, I had some pretty hard-hitting moments, you know, and I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. And then to have it fall off, I was like, okay, well, if I can do that, I wonder what else I'm capable of. And the more, like, bro, the more I have pushed that envelope, the more I have found out I can do. Like, there's literally no limit. We are capable of exceedingly and abundantly more than we think. all we have to do is just go. Just do. I mean, look at you, man. You took a leap of faith, what, 7 years ago now? I was like, I'm going to print a couple t-shirts. Because I want to do it. And now, look, I mean, you're out here busting out. Honest to God, I don't say this because you give me 10% off and you send me free gear. Honest to God, I'm hand to God, you make some of the dopest gear in all of jiu-jitsu, bro. Like, thank honest you, bro. To God. Like, your stuff is so dope. Like, dude, the only reason I don't have my that last Shasta shirt you sent me with, like, that floral kind of design, whatever it's called in the thing, is because, like, I wear it so much, like, there's stains on it even after I wash it. Like, my wife's like, you got to stop wearing that shirt. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, that's fine. Wear holes in them. You know, yeah, but you're killing it, man. I was talking to one of the guys yesterday. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm going on the BJJ Power Hour tomorrow. He's like, what's that? I'm like, oh, you haven't heard of the BJJ Power Hour? Yeah. He's had everyone on. Elliot's been on. Kurt Oceander's been on. Hoffa's been on. He's like, what? I'm like, yeah, this awesome guy out east, out of Alliance, just absolutely killing it. We sponsored him forever. We really love what he's doing. We got on at, like, the ground floor. We got on when Chris was at, like, you know, a cup of coffee, and now you can buy a big house with it. It's like, how have I never heard this? I don't know. You're just not listening to the right stuff. You got to get on there.
Yeah.
You really had, like, awesome inspirational conversations with everybody, and even, like, not inspirational stuff, just, like, very insightful, cool things with all sorts of people from the community. It's really been really neat to watch and see you grow and just to be a part of it, man. We're really proud of you. Proud of you, and we're proud to be a part of it.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, first of all, thank you. Like, and that, and, you know, obviously the feeling's very mutual. Like, but that's just the beauty of this whole thing, man. Like, we've opened ourselves up, right, to, at least for me, my whole point of this podcast is, dude, I just want to grow the community. That's all I want to do. And I want the community that's here to be stronger. Like, I don't want it to be an inch deep and a mile wide. You know, like, you hear that, like, I've heard that phrase my whole life growing up. You know, oh, well, that person over there, they're an inch deep or a mile wide. Or they're, you know, inch deep or a mile wide, or they're a mile deep and an inch wide. Well, dude, why can't we be both? Why can't we be a lake? You know, like, let's get that mile deep trench and just start scraping it out and let the water flow deeper to the people around us. Because, like, that's where the good stuff is, right? So, like, if I can have, like, first off, Elliot is an amazing dude. Like, I didn't even think he would accept my request to come on, but he was like, absolutely, let's do it 100%. I'm like, okay, cool, man.
Elliot loves to talk.
Yeah, I got it.
But he is amazing. He's a very inspiring, like, just really neat person to be around.
Absolutely. And, dude, that's one of my most listened to episodes. Just because of his ability, like, at least from some of the feedback I've gotten in the way that I see it, is just because of his ability to be honest and to just be, like, transparent about some things, you know, like, and for me, that's all I want to do is I want to be honest about my journey. Like, you know, I've said things on here that people are like, man, you know, I've had different folks be like, I don't know, multimedia, whatever their title is, where they handle stuff like podcasts and, you know, social media stuff. And they're like, hey, you know, I don't know if I would have said that on that episode, or if I would have been so honest about you being angry at this dude or you being upset about this. Like, you need to, you know, present yourself in a certain way. And I'm like, no, like, that's me feeling that way towards that guy is a reality. And it's not that I feel that way towards that person. It's more of, like, you know, I see my flaws, they expose my flaws. And so I get aggravated, you know, or whatever. Like, you know, you probably shouldn't have let that person swear so much. Dude, I let people say whatever they want. Like, you do and say whatever you want. Be who you are, because that's another thing that's so beautiful about this community, is the fact that you are able to be who you are. You don't have to wear a mask. You don't have to, you know, do anything. Like, you can be who you genuinely are, and you can be accepted right where you're at. That doesn't mean that everybody around you wants you to stay where you're at. We want you to grow as a person. We want you to become better, right? Like, I know professors out there who will not give a black belt to a student because their personal life is still a wreck. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
well, yeah, because, I mean, when, no matter what rank you are, right, you're you know, you're representing the jiu-jitsu community.
Yeah.
You know, and if you, like, if you have a black belt on, then you're an alliance black belt, right? And so, yeah, like, every interaction you have out there, it's as an alliance black belt, you know, mm-hmm. And nobody needs to see an alliance black belt in Costco screaming at an old lady because he, like, finally just broke down because the milk was bad or something, you know?
Yeah.
You know, but I think what you're doing, it comes across as genuine. And when you give people that platform to be genuine, then, like, then you know, all the crap and all the overproduction and the forced interactions and stuff are just going to sort of weed themselves out.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. And, dude, don't get me wrong, there have been some conversations on here where it was like pulling water from a rock. Yeah. Like, they did not want to talk. And look, I get it, dude. You know, mm-hmm. We can talk in person, but the moment, like, you're like, we'll do something over Zoom, or
yeah,
they'll be in this, like, you know, we'll be at the gym recording and there's a microphone in front of their face. Like, I get it. But even those conversations, and I'd tell them, like, right in the middle of the show, and I'd leave the segment in where I'd be like, look, man, I know it's odd to talk and it's difficult to talk in front of a microphone, but bro, you have something really important to say that people need to hear. Like, you have a really cool story. You have a really cool perspective. You have, you know, this to offer. And then, oh, okay. Like, and I mean, like, I talked to a guy who I follow on TikTok and he does military stuff. Mm-hmm. And we had a conversation and I thought it was absolutely awesome. I had a blast. I was like, dude, this is so great. He texts me afterwards. He's like, man, I'm so sorry. I went full retard and I straight thought we were going to talk about military stuff knowing you have a jiu-jitsu podcast. I was like, dude, it's fine. He was like, no, it was awful. You know, if you want to do it again, we can. I was like, dude, you did great. Like, we had an honest conversation. You talked about how jiu-jitsu helped you transition back into the civilian world after your military career. Like, I thought it was a really good episode. And, you know, I think people, that's part of the reason why we have, like, the Joe Rogans, right? Is because people are attracted to authenticity. People are attracted to, we get fed so much, you know, filtered, perfect, edited junk in our daily lives, like, especially through social media, right? Like, and to have something authentic and real, you know, I don't ever edit any of my episodes. Like, do I know how to? Absolutely. Like, yeah, I can edit it up and take out the ums and the ands and the buts and the, oh, hang on, let me go grab a glass of water. Let me go get a beer. Let me go get whatever. But I find beauty in that stuff. Like, I enjoy that stuff because, you know, people, at least for me, like, the level of authenticity is there. It's literally like people will jump in their car or work out or they're at work or whatever. And I want them to feel like they're overhearing this conversation.
Yeah. Like, they're just in the room.
Just, you know, absolutely.
You've done a really good job of letting that come across. You know, it's a very inclusive, very open type of thing.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, and the conversation that you did have with him, you can have another one. Right. You know,
100%. 100%. That's like, I don't know. That's another thing I love about this stuff, man, is that, like, hey, we can have, like, you know, and look, I encourage everybody to listen to this, like, go listen to episode 25. Because I think, like, that was right around the time we were just, like, learning about each other, you know,
yeah,
and kind of filling things out. And it was, like, super interviewy. I was like, yeah, you know, so tell me, how did you start jiu-jitsu? Like, how did you do that? You know, and
well, that format was cool. And you used to do, like, the lightning round questions at the end. Those were all really cool. I was, like, prepared for them, you know. But also, when we did that, I had just had my appendix pulled. So I'm pretty sure I was still, like, high as a kite.
Oh,
like it was a pretty rough month for me there. You know, I think we're evolving though. You know, we're always getting better at everything.
Yeah. Well, we're absolutely right. And like, it's all because of the effort we put in, and that's the beauty of it. But, and dude, speaking of which, it's literally like we're almost at an hour already.
Oh, geez.
That's what it feels like. We've been talking for 20 minutes.
I know, man. Like, that's the beauty of it, you know. With good friends, when you see them, you say, like, you know, with you or like any of my best friends, if I see them and I haven't seen them for a few months, it's like, hey, why? It isn't. Excuse me. Like, hey, why haven't you called? How come I don't talk to you? It's like, no, it was literally yesterday that I saw you. You know, no time has passed. You look a little different. Congratulations, by the way. But that's awesome. You know, no time passes between people with connections and, you know, people who care about each other. It's just sort of is what it is, you know. And again, we're really proud of you. I'm really proud of you. I'm really proud to be a part of this podcast. And thank you for letting me be on it and be a part of it, you know.
Yeah, 100%.
I can't say enough good things about you and what you're doing for the community.
Well, and vice versa, dude, honest to God, like that's absolutely, bro. Like I can't express it enough how thankful I am for you guys and for everything you've done for me. Like it's a beautiful thing. And I'm excited. I texted you the other day and I was like, dude, we're on the cusp of something big. And I really believe we are, like, and I absolutely think that you're going to take the world by storm, bro. Like I believe that with my whole being. Like Shasta is going to be a household name. Like I do not doubt it at all. Absolutely. And I'm just honored, you know, to be here. But all right, well, before we finish up, let everybody know, give them the website and give them the promo code and let them know like some of the things that are, I know we talked about it briefly earlier, let them know some of the things that are dropping. And what's recently dropped. Oh, real quick, before we do that, are you ever going to bring back those black shorts with the white Shasta logo all over them? Are those ever going to come back?
No. I get hit up about them all the time. So, like, all of our shorts are that same cut because people love that cut.
Yeah.
I have new black shorts coming out in about 2 weeks.
Okay.
Not this coming Friday, but the Friday after that.
Okay.
That and a matching rash guard.
Okay.
Those all come, they're black with like a green type logo.
Nice.
I think we should redo the all over print, you know, that and like the first two yees that we did. I'd like to redo those eventually.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like the number one, I'd like to do a reissue of it. And then the drill to kill, I'd really like to. That was
my favorite. The blue drill to kill one?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I still have that one hanging up in my closet. That was the first gi that wasn't an Alliance gi that I competed in.
Nice.
Like, I love...
I have some pictures of that, of you competing back then.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Those are awesome. But we have those, and then in the summer, we're going to do at least another black gi, some more shorts and rash guards. Lots of ums. We just talked about ums. Next month, we'll have the version 2 Aloha shirt, the Hawaiian print.
Nice.
Shasta stamp. Every year we'll release one of those. Different print. So that'll be pretty cool. Sorry, just one second.
You good? You are good. Oh no. I lost him here for a second. I think he's going to reconnect on us. Give us 1 second, y'all. See, this is the fun stuff. This is the stuff that, like, most people edit out and get rid of. And you all get to hear is the drop connections and the crappy audio. Like, this is part of the stuff. Like, we kind of remove the veil on some of this stuff. So, and there he is, back again. Let's see, he's connecting. Nice.
Sorry about that.
All good. It is all good. I was literally just telling everybody, I was like, see, this is the stuff you get when we don't edit the audio. You get to see behind the veil, all this. I was like, this is what you get. So anyways, you were saying, okay, so you're dropping black shorts, black rash guard, the new once a year Hawaiian print.
Yep.
And I think it's really cool.
In the summer, new rash shorts over the summer. I'm thinking about doing a annual membership. Haven't really anchored that one down yet, but I'd like to do some sort of pay one time a year and that get maybe free gear, and that'll be spread out throughout the year. Haven't really firmed that one up, but that'll be coming closer to the fall.
Okay. So the audio is a little patchy. So just to make sure that I understood so that everybody can hear it, you're thinking about doing an annual membership to where they'll get how many gis? 1, 2, 3 gis a year?
We've thought about 3 gis and 2 no gi sets for the
year. Okay. For an annual membership. And I know you said you haven't anchored that down yet. That'd be a pretty cool idea. If it comes, if not, that's okay. But anyway, so you guys are doing, it's still Shasta.world.
Yep.
So, and what we'll do, obviously these guys are linked in every single description of every single episode. But we're going to link it, especially for today, along with the rest of our sponsors. Ian, before we get out of here, bro, is there anything else you want to say?
No. Well, one thing on Instagram, check out Staffer Spider Bite every Friday.
Talk about this
spider bite. There we go. It's a game that I started with my girlfriend. I would show her pictures. I'm like, hey, is this staff or a spider bite? And she'd be like, I don't care, you're gross. Hey, and people love it. We're getting, every week grows. So I think this week we had 30 right answers on it. Really. On the Instagram in just a little while, but other than that, thank you, Chris. Thank you for everything you do for us, the community, and a privileged part of it.
Yeah, 100%. I am too, my brother. And hey, just to let you know, I want to say this publicly. I do the Stapper Spider Bite game. So if anybody had trouble hearing him, every week he plays this game. He shows a picture on Instagram. And you have to guess staff or spider bite. If your guess is correct, he puts you he's sitting in a lawn chair with a fishing line, or he's put his hand in a fish bowl with your name in it, whatever. And then he draws your name and you win. If I ever win this game, donate whatever to whoever, pick somebody else and then do it. You know what I'm saying? Cause I love playing, but
how about if you win, then you and whoever you choose get whatever the prize is.
I'm down with that. I like that a lot. Awesome. Well, Ian, bro, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for being a part of this. And remember, everything else is just dessert. We're out.
Hey, Chris.
All right. Thank you, dude.